again, I don't have preconceived notions about Matilda Sharp. I never learned the whole thing cover to cover. I learned parts of it, but I never learned the whole thing. But I have no preconceived notions, and to me, it's clear that without Nikias, a person can't be a tzaddik. He can't. He's going to end up having money in his hand that doesn't belong to him. How can a tzaddik have money in his hand that doesn't belong to him? Okay, again, the Olam is not happy with this. Okay, we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going to start again from Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, which is about halfway down to the beginning of the line. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. We just talked about that when a person says not less than a tzela, the other person said not more than a shekel, they never meant an eder, they meant to motivate. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Amalei Tvei Mitzela B'Avam or Batzum Mishekel. What if they didn't say tzela and shekel? And the way that Rush learns the Shaila, it is they're far away. They're not within range of what motivation would be. Do we still say it's motivation? Or the more distant they are, the less motivational it is, and the more real it is. That's what the Rush learns. Let's take a look at the Rush. The first, I don't know, I'm not going to say which line, because again, everybody has a different person. Amalei Trei Mitzela, the Amalei Yiu Batsi Mishekel. Pirish. Ay Amalei Yiu. Either one said more than a Tzela, or the other one said less than a shekel. Not that they both have to be away from the norm. But the distance is more than a shekel. So mi amina masnisin dafka k'tani b'shein b'neim el'chatsi tzela b'mekin chashav eshal l'shloitsha dinrin. Is the Mishnah saying dafka only when there is not only a chatsi tzela in something that's worth in between? Az darkam lidr k'day lazaris. So then they use motivation by moving a certain distance away from the actual worth. I will say muflagim zebizay yaiser. But if they're more than the regular motivational use, us ain't darkam lazaris, elam eschavim l'nedek lamer, idum alav dafka. Or maybe even when it's further away, we still translate it as motivational. That's how the Rush learns. Yesterday we mentioned a different pshat, but this is the Rush learning, and we're learning Rush. That is the pshat that we're going to stick to. Is the fact that they're distance away take away from the fact that it's the motivation. Motivation would not move people so far away from each other. Again, the Rush is stressing a different point. More than its real value. Meaning, what I want to sell and he wants to give a shekel is because we both realize that the value is in the middle. But what if I'm moving further away from that middle? I'm saying I want a sell and a half. Or he's saying he only wants to give a half a shekel. That's very far away from its actual value. Is that considered motivational? Is that still motivational? Or the fact that I'm so distant mean that I'm insisting on this, I mean it. I might change my mind, but it was an eder. I can't say it wasn't an eder. Yes, that Rabbi Shuts.
Does that mean it's up to half, one is half of the other?
It's interesting. The Rush seems to say that. The Rush seems to say equally distant from the actual value. I don't know if it has to be half. Meaning, if it's worth a shekel, so one saying a half a shekel, one saying a shekel and a half. I mean, I think it has to be within range of equal, The Rush seems to say it's moving away to both sides in an equal way, within distance of what motivation would be. So it could be by something worth 3 dinarim, this is the way people use motivation. I don't know if it's worth a tzela, I don't know how much motivation there would be. I'm not sure that I can say that the thing is actually worth a tzela, for motivation, the meicher would only say a tzela and a quarter, a half a shekel. I'm not sure. It could be for tzela, the motivational amount is more. I don't know. In this case, the Rush seems to say the motivation would be equally distant from the price in between. Yes?
I'm sorry, I need to say this publicly. You were right and I'm wrong. That was confusing the part.
Okay.
But they knew that what the real price is?
Of course they know what the real price is. Meaning, they understood that this is what it's worth, but he's afraid that the guy's going to drive him crazy one way. The other guy's afraid that the guy's going to drive him crazy the other. Nobody wants to pay the real price. You want a deal. You want a bargain. Zogti Gemara Vayter, Amalei Tanina. So if Ashi answered him, it's a Meferish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hay Masara B'Chaverish Yechel Etzlai. You were driving a guy crazy that he should eat in your house. Ramai said, this is for you, this Mishnah, because you asked me this yesterday. You were driving a guy crazy that he should eat in your house. And you didn't want to eat a meal in his house. I ban your house from walking in. Or I won't take a drop of cold water in your house. I ban this bread if I take a drop of cold water in your house. He's allowed to enter the house. The list is a man of Chinon. He can drink cold water. So in this chavon zelish shemachilushtiya, he didn't want to eat a meal there. But he said, the guy said, come eat supper by me. And he didn't want to eat supper by him. So to get his point across, he said, I ban this bread if I walk into your house. I ban this bread if I take a drop of water, either one of the two. He didn't mean either of those two. He meant to say, I'm not eating a meal. Right? But why do we say it's not a netter for drinking a drop of beer and water? He said, I'm not going to drink a drop of cold water. Ella, mishtori in the shofi. Now, a drop of cold water from a meal is a long distance. That's as far as more than a shekel is. That's a long distance away from each other. The guy wants you to eat a meal, and you're saying a drop of cold water. Here it says, it's motivational. It's there for a reason. Leave me alone. I'm not taking a drop of cold water. You don't mean cold water. You mean I'm not going to eat. But you're using something distant to prove your point. So just like you do it there, the same thing would be by more than a seller or less than a shekel. That's Rav Ashi's raya. Zuck the Rush. So he didn't mean it. Why did he say it? Like Kibin al Lazarus, to motivate, to get a point across. The coach gets Shemutabak now. The Rush is a big finish. Okay. So it's not a netter for a drop of water. Can he eat a meal there? He made the netter. I'm not even, if I eat it, take a drop of water, it's usher, this bread is usher on me. That netter doesn't count because it's a motivational netter. Can you go eat the meal? He decided, he will eat the meal. He went into the house, he was going to take a drink of water, and he sees this luscious space, Heimedic steak, whatever he likes, and he decides, you know what, I'm going to eat it. But he made a netter. And with the netter, he meant no meal. That's why he said it. He said drop of water to get his point across. The drop of water doesn't stick. So if the rush, you're right. The coach came to Mutter Achilu Shtia. He didn't say it. He didn't say Achilu Shtia. He thought Achilu Shtia. The Dharam aren't decided by thoughts, only by words. He could eat, like you said. He never made a netter not to eat. He made a netter not to drink water, which didn't count. So now you want to retranslate his words that he means meal through his machshava. Well, he didn't say meal. And therefore, mashlehiska, the keeping the mashlehiti bepivay the netter, if what he says doesn't count because it was just used as a motivation, gama machshava in a klub, da noyder beliboy, ava pishay piv machishay. Let's say you make a netter in your heart, and you didn't say anything different. But you never said the words that you wanted to make. Ain't a netter. Coach says that, he said words that he didn't mean. Again, he didn't mean the drop of water. Right? He meant the meal, but he didn't say the meal. You can't, drop of water doesn't mean a meal. Drop of water means, leave me alone, I'm not eating in your house. I'm not even taking a drop of water, which he doesn't mean. It just uses a motivation. But you can't rewrite the netter and said, but he did make a netter not say the meal. He did not. I didn't hear any word about a meal. That's in his machshava.
Can we take this to a person that has a machshava to give a tzedakah?
That's Kabbalah Lidvar Mitzvah, though, because that's a special beficha zut tzedakah. On that chesam and olive, the Rosh brought a pasuk, beficha zut tzedakah, that said that you can say, I want to give tzedakah. I tried to stress this a number of times. But forget about it. No, hold. Without halacha beficha, let's say a guy says, I'm going to New York tomorrow. Is he mechuyev to go? He says, I'm going to New York tomorrow.
No.
Is he mechuyev to go? Okay. If he thinks he's going to New York tomorrow, is he mechuyev to go?
No.
Absolutely not. He never made a neder. He never made a shvuah. He said he changed his mind. Words don't obligate you unless they obligate you, which is a neder or a shvuah. Came along the Torah and said, Aloha called beficha, that if you say, I'm giving tzedakah without a neder and without a shvuah, it becomes an obligation. Only by mitzvahs. Only by mitzvahs. Not by non-mitzvahs. Now, in mitzvahs comes another chumrah, that a gemiras lave is also mechayev. We learned that out from Hegdish, where it says, kol nediv lave, that a person can obligate himself to bring a carbon in his heart. So some Rishayim extend this, it's Machlokes Rishayim, some Rishayim extend this even to Machshava of Tzedakah, or Machshava of Mitzvah, a Gemar Machshava, by the way. This is where ladies go crazy. Again, don't mean to pick on ladies, but they do, because they thought they might do this. So am I obligated? No. That's not a Gemara slave. You know, you think about different things. You hear Rachman al-Litzan, something happened in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, I'm never going to do this. Or I'm a couple. But you didn't say, you didn't make up your mind. A lot of machshavas fly through your mind. That's not obligation. But if a person would be gamer lave, make up his mind, this is what I'm doing, if it's a mitzvah, he's obligated. Only mitzvah. Now, eating in the guy's house or not eating in the guy's house is not a dvar mitzvah. It's not the case.
Maybe if that's it.
Again, so now he gets involved. Eat the mice there. The guy invited him. He doesn't want to eat there. Not a chuy of to eat there. No, I don't think that goes under mitzvah. It may be if the guy, you can make scenarios, but pashtas, it's not a mitzvah. You can't obligate yourself in a mitzvah with a non-mitzvah unless you make a neder and a shua. That's why you say in Atar Sadarim, a shum kabbalah shum mitzvah shikibal tiolai. Only Kabbalah Shal Mitzvah. But not a non-Kabbalah Shal Mitzvah.
Because you said, I want to do this.
If the Torah wouldn't have written Beficha, then without a Neder or a Shvuah, it would be meaningless.
Next step, you hear me? Forget mitzvah. Why is this worse than suffering gedarim? Lahachmer. I mean, he's shasak. I mean, he meant to answer himself.
Again. I'm an echo. I don't know why I'm an echo. I think you have your speaker on, and with your speaker on, I echo. Okay. Now
I'm muted now.
Okay. You don't have to mute, you just have to turn off the speaker. Now, let me explain it to you. If I say, I make a netter that this bread is us if I don't go to New York, and then I tell you, it wasn't New York, it was California. Does that mean anything? Am I now obligated to go to California? I didn't say it. I go shasak. It doesn't make a difference. Neder needs to say it out. You have to talk. There's a special gzeres on kosher by mitzvah, which, by the way, is a machlokes Rishayim, but it's only tzedakah, other mitzvahs. But it's a special gzeres on kosher. There's nothing to do with
water. Water.
What?
But he asked for water on it. He asked for the water on himself, a drink of water.
That's only motivational. We interpret that word to mean meaningless. Now, if you would take that from Netter and say it's not motivational, then it would be us to drink water. And eat and drink, of course. But we're saying that Netter didn't mean water. Now you want to say it meant something else that you have no right to say. You can say it didn't mean water, but you can't create by thought. Yes, Avram, you were in the middle of something.
Bottom line is, without the ficha, only because of the ficha, then we take it to the next step.
Correct. 100%. Without the ficha, we'd go nowhere.
How do you see
machshava b'ficha? You don't see machshava b'ficha. You see machshava in the divrei of Hegdish. But that's only after you said that tzedakah has a concept of Kabbalah like Hegdish does. If without that zeres hakasev that says that Kabbalah works for mitzvah like it works for Hegdish, Why would we say that the div lev of Hegdish goes on mitzvah?
When he said water, did he mean Rebbe? Did...
Hold on. People are talking. You're interrupting them. I hope you don't mind. Yes. You don't see from the picha even machshava. I'm not sure on that, how it works, but that's where it comes from. It comes from the extension of the div lev zuhegdish that you can donate with machshava. So since the picha, the Torah said that duck is different than every other letter, so we extend it to machshava. Even that's not so partial, but that's where I think it comes from. I don't think they're the same. Maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah, they are the same. Right. 100%. Maybe. I don't know. Yes, Baruch Meisham.
Was his intent to say, I won't even take water from you? Not only won't I eat me, but I won't even, like, make sruch nal. I won't even take, like, a shoelace.
Okay, again. That, the word said, I bend this piece of bread if I take a drop of water. It's a non-eder. Dr. Rash, how can I be mistaken in a shachi? The tibbet sign and mufli yaisim achilu shtiya. The tibbet sign and is further away from a meal. Tvei misela muflig mishleishi dinarim. More than a cell is far away from three dinarim. Meaning, this is far away. And still we say, it doesn't mean it. So the same thing is true. By yesim misela apachat mishekel. And for the Gemara Amale, so Ravina answered Ravashi, Mi Dami, you cannot compare the two cases. Gabi Tzainan, Tzadikim Aymer Ma'at Vaisin Harbe. Thy food, the reason the guy says Tipas Tzainan is because he's worried that the guy tells him, come in for a drink. And the guy means, come into my house, and then I'll give you a whole meal, because that's how tzaddikim act. They tell you little, and they do a lot. So he reacts, and he says, not even tipas tzaddikim, and he doesn't mean tipas tzaddikim. But that's because he's a fear that if he agrees to tipas tzaddikim, the guy will give him who knows what. So he uses that to make clear, don't think that you're going to pull me in. So that's not, it sounds distant, but it's a necessary motivation. Because if you just told the guy, you're not eating a meal, he would say, fine, come in for a bite. Come in for a drink. And what happens is you walk in and he throws the meal at you. So you say, tipa sainan. Whereas by money, it doesn't work that way. If you're far away, maybe that's not motivational. There is a reason to say it's motivational, even if it's further away. Because of the trait of tzaddikim to offer you a little bit and do a lot. So you're afraid to say, just meal. So you say, you know, I don't trust you because you're a tzaddik. And you're going to give me who knows what as the snack that you want to offer me now. And therefore, I want to make it clear, not negeya. But you didn't mean not to drink. You're just using it to make sure he understands, not negeya. But here there's no such svara in business that you're saying more than a sella because you're afraid of something more. It means you're trying to be exact. Hacha, seiko, do mepankas misela, yaitar seko kamar, vizeruzin havi, do medavka kamar, venidra havi. The boy, we remain shiloh, we don't know. Tadikim aymen ma'at vaisin harbe, medavkim chushim azmin of adam, aymen lotus lay ma'at. They don't offer him a lot. Hachach lehavi tippa sain in aflaga. The guy didn't say, come eat a meal. The guy says, come in for a bite. Yeah, he means a bite by guy. It's a way of saying, come in, and once you're in, I can do whatever I want. In a good way. The guy means well. Avraham Avinu, next week's Parsha. Echa paslechem, right, he offers, and then he brought Bakar. So Rashi, tzaddikim, by Ramat, writes in Harvey. Rashi brings it over there. Right? They say, come for a piece of bread. And then they throw a tongue, b'chardo, for you. Tongue and mustard. That's what he served them. Right, that's what he's going to have. Back see them, the meaning is, they don't invite a guy for a meal. They say, come macha bracha. Come macha bracha. Come macha bracha. That's where it comes from. Right? Because it's done for a different reason. It's done to stress the bracha aspect of eating. But it became, that's the vernacular. I see them. They want to invite somebody to come eat in their house. Come in, make a macha bracha. Macha bracha. But it's, then they throw a whole meal at you. That's something you might remember. It's an arbe. But they don't say, come for a snack. Macha, kum macha bracha. That's, how, that's the lashon they use. Okay. It's a the way they think. They want to tell you to go eat bread. They say, go wash. They always try to stress. In the vernacular, I don't think they think about it when they do it. But the vernacular of what they grew up with is to turn whatever they can offer, whatever they can talk and throw a mitzvah into it, they use that mitzvah as the way of expressing it. Just a nice thing to do. What? What do you mean?
Someone has a tikkun, he makes a little some food. He only needs a little bit of food.
Right. That's because the word tikkun just means that.
For the sake of making bracha.
By the way, what does the word tikkun mean? Why is it called a tikkun?
Because people make a bracha.
Because he's being masakan the neshama. Yeah. It's for the good of the neshama. That's why it's called a tikkun. Even that, they don't say, we're giving piece of cake. They're saying we're giving a ticket.
Don't they come make a bracha?
No, because they're saying the ticket. They're saying what the purpose of this is.
I used to hear that anyways.
Anyway. So I'm thinking my right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Abba Nadarim, Halom Lutzich, and Shaila L'Chacham. These four Nadarim, you have to go ask a Chacham a Heter. I'm Zrizin, Havai, Shagat, Einzen. Frek the Gemara, Kamita Kamed Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I said over to Shmuel what Rabbi said. The Tana says they were matrit. So he disagreed. He disagreed. In fact, it's a very shvera habamina. What does Rabbi mean? The Mishnah said, Etiru Chachamim. He quoted Yehuda differently. And the way he quoted Rabbi Yehuda, then it makes sense. Amar Yehuda, Amar Avasi, Ein Chochem Rishori Lahatir, Ela Ke'ein Abba Nedarim Havavu. Sabar, Ein Paisle Mecharata. And here we're entering the sugya of how you're Matra Neder. There are two ways of being Matra Neder. One is to say, I made the Neder, I regret it. That does not require major thought process. It requires honesty. The guy has to say, I regret it. Now, we'll find out in a moment what regret means. Not so simple. And the other way of being matur neder is to say, had I had the information at hand, I would have never made it. That's a higher form of hakaras nedarim. Because what it does is, it makes the original neder a mistake. That's similar to the daud nedarim, where the neder is a mistake, never was intended to be a neder. Here, the neder was intended to be a neder, but it shares the commonality that had you known something, you wouldn't have made it. So it uproots the basis of the neder to begin with. So it's similar to the four nedarim, that the neder was never meant once you had all the information. You didn't know all the information. So you did make the neder, and you did mean the neder. But had you had the information, you would not have made the neder. And therefore, in a certain sense, it's a mistake in the neder. Similar to Nidre Havai and Nidre Zuzin, that the guy doesn't mean it. You also wouldn't have meant it had you known the information.
What's the first side? What's the first time?
Charata, I changed my mind.
Oh, me, I meant something caused that? Or just
I changed my mind. That so according to the second version, if Yehuda Rav Asi is saying, "Ein chokham b'shoy la'atikein abon nedarim alalu," sorry, ein paischem b'charata. We don't do charata. We need Pesach. Zokt derash. Elakein abon nedarim achim tzloi Pesach. Shiyay ma'adayit d'ha'chi loy nadar. V'nimtzah shlohayim ma'ilam neder. K'may dalad ha'dalam ador. Shlohayim b'liv l'shem neder. It's similar. It's not exactly like the dalad nedarim. Because the Daud Nedarim never was intended to be a neder. This guy did intend to make a neder. but based on the wrong facts. Had he had the right facts, he would have never made the netter. So even though when he made it, he thought he was making a netter and he meant it 100%. But since it was a mistaken netter based on lack of knowledge of facts, that's called a Pesach. For instance, a guy's angry and he says, I banned pleasure from everybody in this room. Nobody in this room can have pleasure from me. Then he finds out that in the room is Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, should be healthy. Now, he didn't mean to ban. He didn't mean that. It was a lack of knowledge. Had he known Rav Shmuel was in the room, he would not have said it. That's questionable. I know this will be later on. We'll get there. But it's a mistake in lack of knowledge. It wasn't a mistake in intention. He didn't know. That's different than four Nedarim, but it has the same commonality of a mistake in the original letter. One, he knew as he made it that he wasn't making an error, and when he found out later that he would have never made it. That's called a Pesach. Now, what is Charata? We will find out what Charata is in the next line. Ahuda asa l'kamed ravuna. Amar liba halach. You will still have the same thought that you had before. Meaning, are you still in agreement that the netter was a good thing to do? Amar loy. Visharya. Now the Rishonim learn over here the two kinds of charata. I'm happy to made the netter. I'm excited. I was very happy I made the netter. I have no regrets that I made the netter. But I think it's time to move on. Now I change my mind from having the netter in place. Meaning I'm not saying it was a mistake to make the netter. It was not a mistake to make the netter. That netter had to be made. But now the new era. Right, Trump won the election, so now I don't need the netter anymore. I want to have charata that I have a netter. That is a non-charata. Because you're not changing your mind on the fact that you made a netter. Charata has to be, I regret that I ever made it. I changed my mind that I made a mistake. I was angry. I had all the facts in front of me. But thinking back, I shouldn't have made the netter ever. That's charata. The Rishonim called this a charata mi'ikara. Not a charata now, I changed. Now, it was a good idea, but now I don't need it. I have regret that I ever made the netter. It's like tshuva. When you do tshuva, I'm sorry I did the aveira. What does that mean? I'm sorry now, I'm happy I did the aveira. Now I'm sorry I won't. No. I'm sorry I ever did the Aveira. It has to be a charata mi'ikara. I acknowledge that what I did was a mistake. So those who hold you can pass up a charata, we possibly you can. Say, it has to be a charata mi'ikara. So this is the doctor thinker thing, what we do in the middle of our Taras Nedarim. Because we have charata, we made the netter, but we don't have charata for the good things that we did. So, if you didn't have to have charata mi'ikara, it would be simple. I'm happy I did it. Now I don't want to have the netter anymore. That's not good enough. You have to have a charata to begin with. So that's why you have to say Nataras Nedarim. That's why you have to say Nataras Nedarim.
Rabbi.
1 second. You see? Yes, Harvey.
I'm just trying to understand where we draw the line here and what's a charata. If I said I was not going to drink coffee anymore, and then later, I meant it, later realized how difficult this was for me, I just can't do it. My life is not the same, and I regret it. Is that a charata? I had all the facts, but I did not know how painful it was going to be for me.
So it depends. We ask you now. Had you known now what you know then, what you know now, would you have ever made the netter?
Absolutely not.
That's charata mi'ikara. You're sorry you ever made the netter.
I just didn't know the consequences. I knew what I was doing, and I sincerely meant it.
But now you regret that you ever made it. Now that you know the consequences, you regret that.
Yeah.
That's charata. That's not a Pesach, by the way. That's charata.
Okay.
We'll see what Pesach is as we go along. That's charata. Charata means, I'm sorry, I'm not a shach. Sometimes you don't have charata. Sometimes you say something, and you meant it, and now the reason for it is gone. Not because you regret that you made it. You're happy you made it. It accomplished what it had to accomplish. But now you don't need it anymore. So I have charata that I'm stuck with an eder. That's not regretting that you ever made the eder. That's knowing what you know now, but you still would have made the eder. It's just not necessary anymore. At one point it was necessary. Now it's no longer necessary. That's not a charata b'ikara. I have no regrets that I made the eder. I regret that I'm stuck with it. That's not called charata b'ikara. Charata b'ikara is in your case. I regret that I ever said I got to drink coffee. Because had I known the consequences, I would have never made it. It's not like I'm happy that I kept away from coffee for 2 months and I would do it again. I just don't want to be stuck with it now. That's not a charata b'ikara. That's the difference. Now, okay. Pesach is saying I didn't have all the facts in my hand. Yes, doctor.
I'm unclear about the difference between a neder with truth reason and charata. They both are a case of I did something and I regret it. I said this and I regret it.
No, reason is not I regret. Reason was never meant. It was used as motivation.
Did the person say it or not? Did the person say it or not?
He said it. Everybody understood. Okay. The Rush spoke out yesterday. There's a concept of Levi Belev Kaladam.
No, I'm aware of that.
So that means that everybody understood it was never meant. I don't care what he said. It didn't mean what he said. Not regret.
I hear what you're saying, but I really do. I understand your words, but we've got a major problem here.
I know. I knew this was coming. I just waited for it because in you, words are words and they're reality. And they're, no, that's what Chazal's saying. The believer believes God, the words are not reality.
Actually, you misunderstand me. This is something I said earlier, which, you know, about a month or two ago. You have someone who's in Polynesia. The shaman forest means a coconut.
We went through
it. You know, semantics do matter.
Again.
I'm not saying otherwise, but that's, you know.
Again, Chazal is saying that if everybody understands that your words are nothing, they're nothing. That's what it's saying. That's what Nidrei Zuzim means. Yes?
It's a little bit off. A person says, in Daf Yomi, nothing, two scenarios. One that he misses a day. Is he over his nether? One is Mikabo.
Was he Mikabo to learn Daf Yomi every day?
It depends
what he said.
He did it 3 times. He came 3 days in a row.
So he should say Belin Neder before he starts doing it.
Most people start a share, they don't say
it. Again, we're not talking about local. If you want to have local mice, we can talk about it. There's a Tehrim. I'm going to get off the subject.
When is a local
mice this year? I have no idea. But that's not what this is. There's a big heter from a many places that people who know about this heter can rely on it. Very few people know it. And that is, there's a big machloikas. Every year of Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hare ani maitzer maita. After your matzah neder, you announce that you don't mean a thing that's going to happen next year. So this is coming up on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, whether it works or doesn't work. And then even if it works, there's a big machloikas to show them when it works. So we paskin not to rely on that. Now if a person makes a neder, he should not rely on the fact that in Erev Rosh Hashanah he said it shouldn't count. That's the halakha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Beis Chaim Sonnenfeld, and I believe Rabbi Yashiv and a few others, and they say that for Kabbalah l'dvar mitzvah you can rely on the maisa. Better to be matur, but if you can't, you can always say, I said in Rosh Hashanah that I don't want it to count. So they are saying a big kula. That on a Kabbalah, Levar Mitzvah, your case of Daf Yomi, since most people do this, they can rely, without knowing what they're talking about doing, that they can rely on the fact that in Erev Rosh Hashanah, if they knew what they were saying, they said that nothing should count for the year. We don't rely on it for Nedarim, we don't rely on it from Shavuos or Naziris or all the other things we say, but for Kabbalah, Levar Mitzvah, we do rely on it.
You have to speak it out.
You say it Erev Rosh Hashanah.
It's within the context, within the text, right?
It says it there. You have to know what you're talking about.
I didn't.
If you don't know what you're talking about, then your Megillah is worthless. Okay. Now, I want to introduce something else that I think is very important to introduce, because we're going to need this multiple times in the Masechta. Pesach has to be information that existed, not information that comes later.
I'm sorry. This is talking about the future. What about the past? Does that address the past? In other words, you just
give
a scenario with the future.
Right.
What about the past?
So, we went through this already. Now, Taras Nadar is a B'di'evet. Because really, you have to say what your Neder is, what your Kabbalah is. Can't be Matar, something that we... So, if you know something, we say, speak it out. If not, we hope it works. We hope it works. Obviously, if they put it in the Nusach, that means there's a reason to believe that it might work. If not, why waste your time? That's what Chimunor Abaisai is. Okay, now I want to introduce something else that's very important. Pesach is information you were lacking that existed. What if that information did not exist at that time? It developed later. For instance, a guy made a netter that he bans Shimon from having pleasure from him. Then Shimon, right, or he bans himself from having pleasure from Shimon. Then Shimon became Gabbai. Now he can't have pleasure from Shimon. So he can't have Shimon give him an aliyah. That means Shimon's giving him pleasure.
This is
why I'm so fine. Whatever you want to make the case, it doesn't make a difference now. Now, halacha is, that's a machlokes tanoim, and we paskin ein paischem benaylad. You cannot use future things as it had you known it, you would have never made it. It has to be something you were lacking at that time. If you say you can't have pleasure from Shimon, and Shimon's already Gabbai, then you can say, I know Shimon was Gabbai, I would have never done it. But if Shimon wasn't Gabbai, and he became Gabbai later, then you can't use that as had I known, because it didn't exist at that time. That's not called Pesach. It can be Charata, but it can't be Pesach. Now, what if it's something that frequently happens? It wasn't there at that time, but it's predictable to happen. That's not called Nailat. Any future that you could have predicted would happen is not called Nailat. That's called as if it was there already, because it was predictably going to happen. So you can't say, I didn't think of that fact that would happen. I didn't realize, but it was something that was predictable. The Marshal, Rebbe Akiva, became a Talmid Chacham. Right? His father-in-law made a neder, that he can't have any pleasure from him. When Rebbe Akiva was an Amoritz. 24 years later, he comes back, he has 24,000 Talmidim. The father-in-law comes to be Matir Neder. So they say to the father-in-law, had you known he would learn a Mishnah, would you have made the Neder? He said, no. So he was Matir Neder. To his father-in-law. And the father-in-law said, no, I would not have made the Neder.
Yeah.
So then, he was Matir Neder. In fact, Tysus, it's the future. How can you use a Pesach of future? The Tysus, it's very common that people learn Mishnah. It's not uncommon. It's predictable. It's very predictable that any Amoritz can learn Mishnayos. And therefore, it was not Nailed. It was a predictable thing. Okay, let's go back.
So there's Rob Reiner, who said publicly that if Trump won, he'd set himself on fire. Does he have to set himself on fire?
I have no idea. Right, yes.
So the words in all cases of Blee Neder work for everything?
Yes. And it means nothing. Which means when you say something Blee Neder, it means you didn't say it for all practical purposes. It's motivational, but it has no obligation. Blee Neder, I'm going to go to shul every day. Okay, either go or don't go. It's nice to say it. It makes you want to go, but that's it. You're not obligated. That's why he said Blee Neder. I don't want to be obligated. I mean, you're still obligated because it's in the midst of the Torah, but that's in the midst of the to go to shul. But when you say, I'm doing something Blee Neder, what you're basically saying is, I don't want to obligate myself. I'll try. What does I'll try mean? Rabbi Chanan was in America. When he left America, they asked him if he learned any English. He said two words. They asked him, which two words? He said, I'll try. And they said, what does it mean? says nothing. Garnish. That's what it means. I'll try. That's the Gemara writer. So, I would ask the Kamed Rav Huna. I'm like, Viva Halach? Do you still have the same feeling about what you did? Meaning, are you happy you did it? I'm like, no, I regret that I ever did it, Vesharye. Because he holds you can use Charata. I want to do the next case, because the next case is a big machlekes how to learn, but we're going to learn the Rush's way. Hahuda Amar, Hahuda Asala Kamei, Huda Asala Kamei, who is he coming from? Rabbi Baravuna. Amaloi, so Rabbi Baravuna says to the person, Ilu Hoya Asara B'nei Adam Shefaisucha B'Isusha. Now the Rush learns it means, if 10 people would come now, in fact the Rush says, I can bring 10 people right now, that will say to you, come on, don't keep this netter, don't, they appease you, that you, and now, after they appease you, you feel the netter was a mistake. Had you, right? You didn't think about those 10 people. But 10 people are showing up right now to Bez, and this is how the Rush learns. Partially you learn if there would have been. But the Rush learns that he brings 10 people to Bez, Rabbi Ravuna, and he says, these people are appeasing you. So he says, I'm a lay. You know, after these 10 people, I made a mistake in making the netter. The Tirai, right, and the Gemara says, the Rush learns that that's not Charata. That's a Pesach. Back to Rush, what do you mean? It wasn't around at the time you made the netter, it's a future. Look, the Rush, it's very common that 10 people should come to feed you. And therefore, it's something that is not considered a future. Because anything that's commonly predictable is not a future. Believe it or not, the Rush is saying it's very common that 10 people should come to a person and say, don't worry, it's okay, don't overreact, and calm them down. And therefore, it's called Pesach. It's considered I didn't have the facts at hand then. And it's not considered a future development, even though it is, because it was a predictable future development. Let's read the Rush inside. Dr. Rush, Rav Huna Shavar Paischa Mecharata. Pirish Mecharata called who? Rakshi Yoimar, Shu Mescharat Miatzvai, that he's regretting, V'roi Tzahoya, and he would warn Shu Leinodah Ma'ilam, that he never made it. V'ein Tzarech Shim Tzvei Achokim Pesach, Loi Ma'adayta Do'achin Adarta. You don't have to ask him, did you know this fact? Did you know this fact? Doesn't make a difference. He could have known all the facts. He changed his mind. He regrets that he did it. That thought process that you had when you made the netter, do you still have it? And you don't regret what you did? I regret that I ever made the netter. Ilu haya asar b'nei adam shvaisucha. Kloimar, listen to the way the Rush learns. Shemafaisin aischata, that they're appeasing you right now. Ksavar ein paisam b'charata. Midohutzrich limtzulei pesach zeh. He found this pesach that he has 10 people. Ay, v'naylad. This is a future, lehavi. He matzehu. It's very common. Shiakpidu kreiva v'yavim shaladam amashin adam. That his friends and relatives are bothered by his netter, and they will come running to appease him. So it's not considered a future. Even though it is a future. But any common future is not viewed as a future. Because he can say, is it something that you should have realized even then? So it was a mistake by not realizing an existing condition. I wasn't existing. It is existing because it's common. Common makes it as if it existed. That this is the way the Rush learns, that Ein Paischem Becharata, that Rabbi Baravuna holds, Ein Paischem Becharata. We don't have those words in our Gemara. Some Rishayim have the words Paischem Becharata. They all learned this is a Charata, just a better Charata. Some Rishayim have Ein Paischem Becharata, and our Gemara has none. Doesn't say Paischem Becharata, or does say? No, it doesn't. Doesn't say either one. The Rosh is Gairis, Savra Ein Paischem Becharata. He views this as a Pesach, even though it's a future. Yes, Dr. Harris.
Eli, sorry,
That's what the Ron learns. Meaning, had 10 people come over to you while you were making the netter.
Why would they be placating him?
Because relatives and friends don't want people to make the garb. You get angry. Your wife and kids will come say, Ta, it's not worth it. Please don't do this. calm down, it's okay. They mean you're good. Now, the Ram learned, had you had it then. But the Rush learned, you have it now. I have 10 people here now that are willing to make you feel better.
And making you feel better
means you would have never made the netter. The reason you're making the netter is because you're angry at yourself, at somebody else, at a circumstance. Most people, if you talk to them, calm them down, make them see it more, won't make the netter. So the man learns this is a Pesach. I'm sorry, this is a Charata. You're regretting it because there weren't 10 people that came to you. But had there been, you wouldn't have done it. So it's a bigger Charata. But the Rush learns it's a Pesach because we view the 10 people as if they were there at that time, even though they weren't. But it's so common, so you should have, it's something you were missing that 10 people would make you feel better. That's a nice comparison, except that's nothing to do with that's why I gave this introduction, that anything that's common to happen is not viewed as a future. Because at that time, had you thought, you would have known it's common to happen.
They're not convincing him about the nether, they're advising him about the situation.
Which makes him, which would not, why is he making the nether?
Because something happened.
So you calm him down, he won't, wouldn't have made the nether.
They're not trying to convince him they shouldn't have made a nether.
They might. That might be part of it. I don't know, I'm not there. I don't know, you can do it in many ways.
In other words, they said the situation is terrible and everything, but please don't make another.
That's one way of calming down, if they get him to understand that it's not a good reaction.
So they're talking about possibly the situation or the matter.
Correct. Everybody have a one.
Rabbi.
That's Harvey.
Sorry, does Rabbi Rav Huna literally mean 10, or is he just talking hyperbole, just multiple people? Or would you actually have to show 10?
Means people.
Multiple people. Not minimum 10.
I would even see one if your wife would have been there and calmed you down.
Oh.
Or the Rosh Yeshiva would have been there and calmed. Maybe that's not frequent. Have somebody big there. But if you had people there that you trust and like, and they would have tried to calm you. I don't know if it has to be more than one, but 10 is like a big number that says, like, for sure you would have accepted that.
Yeah.
Okay, have a wonderful...